Hey, everybody. I am delighted to be here with Robbie Roadsteamer. He is a free man. He's a free man. He's been targeted by ICE. Boy, I met Robbie. We met at the post-prison press conference for Steve Bannon. Post-prison press conference. And I was giving Steve the business, and out of nowhere, what was your bit?
It was hilarious because you were growing him hard right at the beginning and stuff. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to do Steve in right now. He was so exhausted by the time he got done with you. And so it was like, I had a red suit on because that's how I was able to infiltrate the press conference because I said I was with Tim Pool. And I'm like, Steve, Robbie Roadsteamer. I just said, I have a question. I mean, when's the next insurrection? Are we going to storm Burger King after this? And then he was laughing so hard and pointing, he couldn't say, get him. And so he gave me more time. And I'm like, doesn't he look great? We were in Danbury together lifting weights and stuff, man. You don't remember me? When's the next insurrection?
He looks great. You don't remember me? We were lifting weights and stuff in the weight room. When's the next insurrection?
It was good. It was a nice exchange. It was, I think that it was appropriate for the seriousness of the moment of a...
I was there to just troll him out. I mean, that's, you know, aside from singing like the comedy songs, you know, it's like a large part is like hitting people like Marjorie Taylor Greene with songs, Hulk Hogan.
Trump is a real felon, thinks the immigrants are eating cats. Trump is a...
You know, I've been doing improv comedy since my single digits to make my mom laugh when my dad was being crazy. And it eventually led to me moving to Boston, doing traditional stand-up comedy, but more hilariously, like doing... like a band with the character and getting on CBS Radio Boston 104.1 for 4 years, the Rock of Boston, the Patriots Rock Radio Network. I got on the radio. I toured Warped Tour. Corey Taylor from Slipknot covered me. The song, I Put a Baby in You. Finally, I started smoking and I started blazing and tripping by the age of 30. And I wanted to just do something more political or meaningful with the art. So I started hitting political events. I shadowed a really incredible gentleman named Vermin Supreme, who runs for president with a boot on his head.
Yeah, I know about Vermin.
I shadow and absorb everything. I didn't know what a protest was like. I went to the DNC with him in 2012 in Charlotte. I was getting ready for war. And then all of a sudden he gets out there, you know, CNN's out there, MSNBC, you know, Vice, and everybody's in his pocket. He's like, how's everybody doing? Vermin Supreme's here. Going up to the police. All the police are smiling like, Officer Williams, Officer Perez. Everybody's getting a free pony. And I was just like, oh my God. I shadowed him for about 12 years and stuff. And it was like, you know, I do all the tours, but I did them as me. And it would just be like, hi, everybody. My name's Rob Pitillo. I'm here with Vermin. And it's like, oh, gonna work at Best Buy and snort Adderall. Hey, hot dogs and applesauce. And like, you know, I became his music minstrel. But all the while, I had this character in the tank from yesteryear. And then 2 years ago, it was almost like Star Wars. I wasn't in the mood to be Rob Pitillo anymore.
All right. So Roadsteamer emerges. Fast forward to yesterday. And you're outside an ICE facility in Portland singing a version of Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart.
Hell yeah.
If you hate brown people and you are a Nazi.
If you hate brown people and you're a Nazi, I guess.
You got to do it in melody. Like, you hate brown people. Portland, you are a Nazi. Get the fuck out of Portland. Get the fuck out of Portland. Like, I'm going to put up the full version. I've just been going like, you know, 180 miles an hour and I edit my own stuff. Yeah. But it's like, I do the whole thing to them. I'm on the ground like, if you hate brown people and you are a Nazi. Like the whisper part Rod does at the end.
And so then you're doing it, you're with the guys in the costumes, the furries and stuff. People are dancing around. The ICE guys are up on the roof. Some of them are laughing at you. Some of them are pissed. And then one of them tries to pelt you with a pepper bullet. Let's just look at that really quick.
What's the name of the wing? You missed your shit cloud. The one that Trump flew with Epstein.
Yeah.
All right. What happened there?
You have the sequence perfect. I mean, it's absolutely like I get to Portland. You know, there's tents, There's people being fed. There's performance artists in the streets. Like, it's a really fun scene to a certain degree. And yeah, they will show the late night escapades when everything escalates or whatnot. But I mean, I just found like so much family and so much love there. And so I go out there and you nailed it. I'm doing the Rod Stewart and I'm dancing and stuff. And I do the full version and I'm making fun of them left and right. The ICE snipers and stuff, like, oh, there they are with their super soakers up there and stuff. Glorified mall cops. They're getting pissed. They're getting pissed. There's no question. And you see the video today. They're teeing off on me with the pepper balls. Yeah. Like, you can see on my Instagram and whatnot and stuff. Like, you can see the dust. It looks like Rambo. And it's like the Doors Touch Me is kicking in. It's like, come on, come on, come on. What's the name of that plane? The one that Trump flew with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's so absurd. So when they realized that wasn't working, everybody's coughing around me. You see it in the video. I'm like Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now. I love the taste of pepper balls in the morning. And
you got a giraffe on? Is that a giraffe there? A little giraffe.
I had the. Yeah. You know what? My thinking was, mate, that you know, I wear the giraffe outfit. You know, because they already had green up there, the Portland frog.
Yeah, the frog.
You know, and I don't want to wear the same dress to the prom to a certain degree. Yeah. Even though when I got up there, a lot of them disclosed, like, you're our big like inspiration for this, because I've been wearing the onesies for a couple of years now at the protests, and like half of them were like, we've been waiting for you, and I, that's why I brought that energy there. I was like, oh my god, this is like my family. They all were aware of my antics. They couldn't get their message across with the pepper balls. I sat on the sideline. My face was burning. My eyes were puffy. I had to get saline solution from the camps, and I felt like a wrestler. And what I do, I consider judo. I'm just reversing the energies of MAGA back onto them and stuff. Okay. So I broke them. You could see the guys on the top of the roof. They're very just completely frustrated and everything. And they send out the guys and you see the video and stuff, and they grab me. And yeah, they pull me into the detention center.
Demolition!
Leave him alone. What are you doing? He's talking? He's just talking!
What do you mean by pull you into the detention center? Like, do they cuff you?
Yeah. They use the metal handcuffs. They pull me in. You can see on the video when it extends and stuff that they pull me deep inside the gates. They shut the gates. They bring me into a, I don't know, a holding tank. Like, but there's like 20 of them in there. And they're all like, they're all messing with me. Like, they're all just there.
20 of them being like 20 agents.
Yeah, 20 of various, like 20 agents, officers, people of various army fatigues and normal clothing and stuff. And
yeah, good use of our money, really. 20. I mean, I'm getting 20 people.
That's
to
what
grab,
I'm talking about. Yeah, you beat me to it. That it's a lot of free time for a lot of people for a giraffe doing hit songs. But like, they sit me down. They take everything off of me. The amps, which I was grateful for because it was covered with that arsenic pepper spray and stuff, or the shots. And they're messing with me. One of them is articulate while the other ones are making fun of me. Like, you do this for a living? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you're not even from the area. You flew in for this. And I'm like, most of you aren't from the area. It turned into like Dark Knight, like what was it, Heath Ledger's character, like, well, most of you aren't from the area either, am I right? And they were, yeah, actually. And finally one of their cops came up, or DHS agents, and was just like, yeah, we're gonna get you on trespassing for federal property. Somebody gave me two joints that morning and I had them on me. Okay. And I was like, ah. And then they pulled out the joints and they're like, we're also gonna get you for having marijuana on a federal site. And I'm like, you guys pulled me onto a federal site, and I'm in character, mind you. So it's like the whole time
I believe in Oregon that you're allowed to carry joints on the street. No.
And that's why I said weed's legal in Oregon. What's the matter here? And it was the federal property that they were trying to get me pinned to for the arrest and whatnot. It's not working on me. It's like I'm being my own paralegal and lawyer and just talking sense. Like, I don't think any of this is going to hold me, you know? So what are we doing here? And, you know, basically after like 20 minutes, I'm cracking them up and stuff. I'm like, so what are we, you know, what are we doing? We're going to get the lime. We're going to get the hoses. We're going to go suck it knuckle deep. And some of them start cracking up. Yeah. Quite a few of them knew me, and they're like, oh my God, weren't you supposed to be an alligator today or something? And so I start like talking to them. Yeah, I'm Gary the Guantanamo Gator. I do the YMCA song, like Trump was on the Jeffrey Epstein plane. And they're cracking up. They're trying not to show their faces to like the head bad cop that day or whatnot. After 20 minutes, this really cool black dude is like standing next to me, taking my information. He's like, all right, you've been actually on real good behavior and everything. So I'm just going to take these cuffs off and we're going to lead you out there. And I'm like, and, you know, I'm still in character a little bit and stuff. And I'm like, well, can I go out there and like you guys just lead me through the back, bring me to the airport and have everybody think I'm like trapped in there? Like, what the hell's happening to Robbie? Jumper cables on the nuts? And like, what are they doing to him? You know, I'd rather be like a martyr. So these people, yeah, the frogs and the unicorns and the hippos are inspired out there.
Yeah, right.
It's like a really cosplay Lord of the Rings scene and stuff. And no, they were like, no, we're going to escort you back out. And so I go through the front gates and stuff, and it turns into like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They gave me back the joint. So I went over to this like a little train stop with graffiti over there with like the Portland frog, the hippo and the unicorn. And we start smoking. And you know what the funniest thing is that when that started happening, the protest stopped in front of the gates. There was only like one unicorn. And now everybody's listening to music. We're having vegan mac and cheese.
Seems
somebody
dangerous.
Had cornbread, Domino's pizza. And it just turns into a party.
Yeah. And so what do they charge you with in the end?
It's like a CVS receipt. It's a citation, and it's basically failure to comply with the directions of a law enforcement officer. That's
and what
it.
Was their direction? They wanted you to stop singing? What was their direction?
No, stop crossing the blue line,
which
on video, because I brought my own shooters too, you know, and my cameras were a lot closer. It's like football. I was clearly in bounds, both feet in bounds. I was making a football motion and I'm like, you guys got nothing on me. I'm from New England. We have 6 rings. Don't tell me how to play this game. And then the cops, because a lot of them are either Klan members or jocks, just start laughing their asses off. I'm like, I'm making a football motion when I'm doing that with the amplifier. Fire. I'm not going over the line, dude. So like, what are we doing here, man? And but they want me to come back to Portland. That's the inconvenience. They thought they could humiliate me by, you know, I'm going to have to go back to Boston. That's what, you know, when they realized I wasn't getting scared because of their federal charges bullshit at the end, they're like, well, it's going to suck to come back to Portland. And I'm like, well, it's going to suck when I come back with my dream team of lawyers because you guys are getting sued for $20 million because those pepper pills are toxic and I get all the footage and stuff. You guys unlawfully detaining me here is toxic. And, pulling, using force and all that. So I'll see you in court too, man. You don't humiliate me or the Latino people or anybody like this. I like the character.
Just to put it all in context, it's a pretty crazy situation. I mean, you have the president of the United States saying that Portland is a hellhole and a hellscape. We need to send in troops and stuff into the city because of all the, you know, rioting and the violent protesters, supposedly violent protesters. And then you're there in a giraffe costume. You're with like a hippo and a unicorn and a frog. You're smoking a joint, eating vegan mac and cheese, singing Rod Stewart. And they decided that was so scary that they had to shoot pepper bullets at you and pepper balls at you and detain you. It's a pretty strange state of affairs.
Yeah, as Rick James would say, it's a pretty freaky scene in there. Ow. I mean, it was ridiculous, but you can't fight absurdity with valor. That's what they want you to become, you know, a debater and get into the mud with them. And they're not trying to win the arguments. They just want you to lose face and get emotional again so they can say their absurd stuff. You know, it's shit. It's basically that. When you understand that and you're debating MAG or you're debating these absolute characters, you don't have to be that invested. Just treat it like WWE wrestling in that regard and just get more absurder sometimes.
All right, brother. Well, I agree with you on the strategy. I appreciate the bringing the fucking humor. The WWE analysis is exactly right. I do think, and I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad it was only 20 minutes you're able to be in character and get those guys to laugh, but it is fucking absurd that in the country somebody can't stand outside, sing a Rod Stewart cover put on a giraffe costume and not get shot at by with pepper balls. I mean, it feels like in a free country in America, you should be able to do that. And so, you know, that's where I'm at. Keep in touch with us from the road. All right, brother.
Oh, absolutely. All you folks are great out there. God bless and enjoy the rest of your evening, folks.
Later, homie.